You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to talk guide dog blogs in our weekly guide dog feature on RNIB Connect Radio. And joining me today to talk about her dog is Lauren Bateman. Lauren, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So let's start with when you first applied for your guide dog. What was it that convinced you that this is what you wanted to do?
Finally, the white cane was, it was because it was going out with the white cane was slow and it was lots of brain work. And everyone said how good having the dog was, how much pressure that took off of you. Because the dog was the one that had control of you, minding out from the tables, the chairs, the bins, the on-street parking. So having the dog would make it a lot easier than all the work you'd have to do with the cane.
And how did you find the process of applying for your guide dog?
It wasn't too bad. Some of it seemed long, but I understood why it was long, because they want to find the right match for you. Like, it was looking at how long you walk for, or where you wanted to go, or where you went if you worked, and how the distances between that and how long you were out for. So I understood why the process was long, but I did find it quite hard, but it was fine. It was worth it in the end.
So let's find out what happened when you got matched with your guide dog, Grace. How was the matching visit, as they call it, when you met Grace for the first time?
Oh, that was amazing. She was this shy, like small, she was no bigger than a carry-on suitcase like you take on the plane. Like, she was about as big as that. So it's not very big. She was this, small dog. And she just sort of sat there in the office when we went to see her. And she just sort of sat there quietly, I sat on the floor with her, and she finally came over, had a sniff of me. And I was like, are you okay? And gave her lots of belly rubs. And then once that was established, that I was there for belly rubs and cuddles and stuff, she was a lot more sort of excited, running around the room trying to find me toys and things to play with. Grace is a Labrador cross Golden Retriever. She is literally half and half of those two breeds, which is a majority of guide dogs are Labrador Retrievers.
Yeah, I think mine is a pure lab, but you definitely kind of hear kind of Golden Retrievers and kind of Labrador Retrievers. What is her personality like in general? What kind of makes her personality stand out and makes her unique?
For me personally, she's very clever, like beyond guide dog sort of clever. And she's, because if I want her to do something, like my husband and I were talking about when I was using cash points, like he said, I'll teach her it. I'm sure it won't take that long to do. No, she picked that up in one day. That the following day I went to the shopping centre and wasn't going to the cash point, but she pulled me over to the cash point and tapped it with her nose. And this poor lady was withdrawing her cash from the cash point at the same point. So that gave that poor lady a heart attack, but literally, because she'd learned it the day before or a couple of days before, she was like, oh, you want this? Because I did this. So she's very clever in that sense. And it's quite easy to teach her things. I've taught her to tidy up her toys. So if there's any toys in the garden or some that I can't find, I tell her it's tidy up time. And she goes and gets me the toy and either puts it in my hand or puts it by my feet so then I can find it. But she also wants paying for it, so she wants biscuits for as the reward.
Nothing comes for free, let me tell you. My guide dog, often when I finish work and he can see that I'm starting to pack, so he will run off to the other corner of the radio studio, grab his toy and put it in front of me, kind of going, I've bought you it, now pay.
Yeah.
And of course, you also mentioned how quickly they are learning. I mean, yeah, some guide dogs just don't need showing much. I've shown my dog a route to a shop where I usually buy my lunch, and now he tries to walk me there any time of day, even if it is 5 o'clock in the evening. Has Grace got any funny habits? All dogs have them, but has she got any particular kind of funny habits, amusing things she does?
If we're cooking dinner, this is quite an odd thing, and she wants you to play with her, she'll get whatever toy it is and she'll bash it against the back of your legs or your bottom to like play with her, and then she'll run away and then she'll come back and she'll like bop you. And just, it's quite entertaining, like especially when you're trying to cook dinner. So it's like, no, not right now, Grace. Like,
I like that. Play now, you must.
Yes.
I've heard from a few people when visitors come into the house, lot of dogs like to go and run away to their bed, get a toy, and then come back and present it to the visitor, going,
Oh,
before you
she
come
does that.
in.
Yeah, she can't find, and if she can't find a toy, she used to bring a blanket. Like in the winter, I'd put a blanket around her to keep her warm, like because downstairs could be cold in our old house, not so much this house. And yeah, she'd drag the blanket and be like, "I couldn't find a toy, but here's this gift."
Play with this before I let you into the house. If
Yeah.
you won't play, you're not coming in. Have you found that having a guide dog has indeed made things simpler for you?
Having the dog is so much easier. Like you go out, yeah, you've got the issues that you might have, like if you're trying to go into the shop and the shop's not quite clued up on what it should be doing. But when you have those smooth rides of going into your shop, getting your help, doing your shopping, or the dog just taking you in and you know what you want, you can go straight to it. It's so much easier than the white cane because that would bump into everybody, everything. And by the time you come home, you've got the biggest headache going because of all the stresses where the dog doesn't, you don't have the stresses with it, with the dog.
And how do you find free running your dog?
I luckily have got a sighted husband, so he comes with me. And if he's not around, then my friend, who's now got her retired guide dog and her sighted husband, so we go as a four, or if they can't come, either of the husbands are around for us to help us. She has her moments.
I
She's
think
not
every
too
dog.
bad. She does more like a check-in every now and again. She's definitely labbing her head because she'll run away and go and play somewhere in the field, and then she'll come back and be like, "I'm here still. Biscuit?" And she's checking. She wants a biscuit for checking in.
Very clever. Yeah, my dog does that. He comes around like, yep, I've checked in, pay. But then what he likes to do sometimes is I take a sighted person with me just because I just find it easier. It reassures me that if something happens, someone else is there to tell me what's going on so I can react appropriately. But what I like is I go with my dad or my mum sometimes, and we're walking through the park, and then my dad or mum will suddenly go, he's peeking around the corner to make sure we're still following him.
Yeah, she does that. If we're walking, yeah, she'll stop and turn around and be like, "You come in, keep up." And she'll
And
do it sometimes at the end of the park, at the end of the walk as well, when you've got her on lead and like you're with a group of people, she'll stop, turn around and look at the group of people, make sure the rest of the group are keeping up and coming as well.
I like that. Keeping everyone together, that's kind of that kind of pack attitude. Is the rest of
Yeah.
the pack still here?
Yeah.
Once they see that you're keeping up, like, up, oh, fine, back to playing, back to sniffing. Well, that is really, really nice, Lauren. Thank you very much for coming on and telling us about your guide dog, Grace, here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.